be defiled, and let our eye look upon Zion. Talking about a time period when there's a struggle going on in his church. Continuing on, but they know not the thoughts of the Lord, neither understand they his counsel, for he shall gather them as sheaves into the floor. He's going to gather the wicked as sheaves into the floor. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make thine horn iron, and I will make thy hoofs brass, and thou shalt beat in pieces many people, and I will consecrate their gain unto the Lord, and their substance unto the Lord of the whole earth. O daughter of Zion, the remnant church is going to arise and thresh. They are the tool that the Lord is going to use to thresh the heathen. Now, who are these that are halted, driven out, and afflicted? Well, Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing, page 62 and 63, says this. Not until he fell crippled and helpless upon the breast of the covenant angel did Jacob know the victory of conquering faith and receive the title of a prince with God. It was when he halted upon his thigh that the armed bands of Esau were stilled before him. And Pharaoh, proud heir of the king of a kingly line, stooped to crave his blessing. So the captain of our salvation was made perfect through sufferings, and the children of faith out of weakness were made strong, and turned to flight the army of aliens. So do the lame take the prey, and the weak becomes David, and the house of David as the angel of the Lord. What's being described here is that in Isaiah's writings and other places where God's people are described as the weak or the lame, it's symbolizing those as Gideon that view themselves as the least in their father's house. It's those that are portrayed in the parable of the Pharisee and the Sadducees. Pharisees and the publicans. It's the publican. It's the publican that seen nothing worthy in himself except to plead for the mercy of Christ. It's that mental assessment of ourselves that Gideon is representing, and that Old Testament prophecy says will be the characteristic of those that finish the work of the Lord at the end. Habakkuk 3:12 says this, and Sister White comments on this verse. We'll read Habakkuk 3:12 and then go right into Sister White's comment. Thou didst march through the land in indignation. Thou didst thresh the heathen in anger. Habakkuk 3:12. This will not take place